visit here. Won't hold you long this morning, but I'll hold you strong. See, we must understand how important it is for us to be here this morning. So my lesson text this morning was taken from 1 Peter, the chapters 2, verses 21 through verse number 25. I'll read it once again for clarification. As 1 Peter 2, 21 through verse number 25. And the Bible reads, "For even hereunto were we called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who then was reviled and reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, committed himself to him that judges righteously, who his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye are healed. For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls." Church, this morning, we ought to thank God for Christ Jesus. Oh, where would we be if it wasn't for Jesus? Something to think about this morning. Just how the Lord has blessed each and every one of us. We ought to be filled with thanksgiving and gratitude this morning. Not only this morning, but every day of our lives. What a wonderful God we serve. That's why this morning we're going to talk about something that just makes sense. The subject is the only and perfect example, being Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let's look at Romans 5, starting at verse number 8. Romans 5, starting at verse number 8. It says, "But God commendeth his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life." Church, the only way and the hope, only hope for us is Christ Jesus. That's why he left us an example to follow, because he's the only and perfect way. We deserve to die for our sins, for the wages of sin is death. Romans 6 and verse number 23. But Christ took our sins on himself, giving his life in our stead. Question is, why we are not willing to give him our all? I just don't know. But it makes sense that we do that. When we know we have a problem, we need to do some soul searching and self-examination to find the answer. Why? Because it's very valuable. Our lives depend on the answer. Is the life that Jesus gave his life for precious enough that you find an answer? We all need to think about this morning. Brothers and sisters, friends and neighbors, we must deny ourselves and live for Jesus. When Christ was here on earth, he had great compassion on the sick, the lame, the blind, and sinful men. He's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. Hebrews 13:8 tells us this. Let's look at Psalms 103, starting at verse number 13 to verse number 18. Psalms 103, verses 13 through verse number 18. We can pull that up. Psalms 103, verses 13 through verse number 18. See, this morning, church, we're not here to stay. We're going to depart this time side of life one day. And it all depends on where our next home will be, based on finding an answer. Why we can't give Jesus all. Christ understands and cares about our infirmities and needs. We should also be understanding, caring for the less fortunate, the needy, and the sinful as he did. A perfect example. Church, it just makes sense to me if we are to follow that perfect and only example, we must understand. This should be our main priority. Jesus said, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." That's Matthew 6 and verse number 33. After all, the Bible says in 2 Peter 1 and verse number 3, it says, "According as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that called us to glory and virtue." See, it won't be no excuses accepted. We can't find one to use. because he gave us everything that we need. No excuses in that day. See, Brother Montgomery is not telling you something that you don't know. I'm just digging around it this morning, putting down a little fertilizer that it might grow and produce some spiritual maturity. See, God's word needs to grow big in our lives. God's word is the fertilizer that makes us grow. Three things we need to know and hold on to this morning. Number one, we must realize how much we need the Lord in our life. If we don't know, we need to know. Very important that we realize how much we need the Lord. Maybe we have not given it enough thought, or we might feel we don't need him as much or at all. You might be doing good and everything's going your way, and you think it's all because of you. But don't fool yourself. You still need him the same. Jeremiah 10 and verse number 23 should have told us something. He said, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It's not in man that walketh to direct his steps. But do we fully understand what this means? So I'll just take the shortcut and tell you, you can't do it, and don't you try. Cut and dry this morning. See, self and doing things the way we want to do it because we can ain't going to get the job done. Y'all can say amen if you want to. The world and people running in the direction the world is taking us is setting themselves up for a great fall. We must maintain our steadfastness, the mind of Christ. Church is going to take all we got. We must put forth some effort. See, John 6:14 and verse number 6, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Church, we must believe this. He's the only hope and the only way. John 10 and verse number 1, Jesus says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is as a thief and a robber. Oh, we must enter through the gospel of our Lord and Savior. That's why Paul said in 2 Timothy 4 and verse number 2, he said, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. That's all I'm doing this morning, church. Why, Paul? For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned to fables. Look around us this morning, church, and see all the falsehood going on around us. Oh, if we don't stay with the word of God, will be one of these. Let me use myself this morning. So I don't want nobody to get the wrong idea of what I say. So I'll just use myself for an example that you might understand. If I don't believe the word of God, knowing that he is a God that has proven his love for us and being a God that knows it all, the bottom line is I'm just as dumb as they come. How dumb can you get? See, we need the truth. And I'm not afraid of the truth this morning. See, we all look at ourselves as smart people. But when we look at God's word and what we do, lets us know where we are. See, Christ left his word to draw us nearer, not push us away. We must face the truth. The second thing we need to know this morning, we must build some spiritual character in our lives that we might be identified by Christ. A perfect example should produce a perfect product if followed correctly and completely. Church is all done through humility. Let's look at Philippians 2, verse, starting at verse number 5 through verse number 10. Philippians 2, starting at verse number 5 through verse number 10. It says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon himself the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. See, church, this morning we need to realize he is our only hope. Ain't no other way. So we have to be willing to humble ourselves, follow the footsteps of Christ. No matter how hard it may be to humble ourselves in this present world, we must. We must humble ourselves if we want to be a faithful servant of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. See, pride and arrogance is weapons of destruction. Both are contrary to the nature of God. Let's look at 1 Peter 5, starting at verse number 5. 1 Peter 5, verse number 5, it says, likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Ye all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Next verse. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hands of God, that he might exalt you in due time. Next verse. Casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. See, this morning, we must understand that Christ left us a perfect example. Now, it's not the Lord's fault if we miss heaven. It'd be our own because we didn't do something correctly or we didn't believe something that he said. We must be willing to give him our all and trust in him. Finally, in my closing, three things. The third thing is we need to examine ourselves and see if we are letting self rule our life. If we find this to be true, let's correct this error and let God rule and direct us. We need to remember it's never about me or you. It's all about Jesus, our Lord. Everybody likes the sunshine, but you must be able to put up with the rain. Ask yourself this morning, can you stand the rain? You love the sunshine, but can you stand the rain? See, we must understand that the rain has a purpose also. See, God, which is in heaven, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. That's Matthew 5 and verse number 45. Church, you will never have the best of both worlds. We must realize God is not a respect of a person. If we can just submit to his will and obey his words, we will find ourselves set in a pattern that will never be altered or changed after the footsteps of Jesus. Jesus will never fail or never be conquered. He's the pathway to everlasting life. This we must believe. The lesson is yours this morning. Remember this, church. Christ has done all that he needed to do. Done something for you and me. No other person could have done. Paid the price of sin. Gave his life that we might be free from that sin. All he asks us to do in return is live a holy and faithful lifestyle. One more scripture and I'll close at this time. Let's look at Romans 12. Verses 1 and verse number 2. I beseech you, brother, that therefore, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Let me tell you, church, it's not that hard when you want to do something for the one that did it all. We must want to do so. That's why his words are designed to help us in a time of need. Don't you want to live for Jesus this morning? I don't know about you. I never had a mansion. Don't know what it's like. But if it's where Jesus is, that's where I want to be. 1 Corinthians 2 and verse number 9 tells me, but as it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. So I urge you this morning, stay the course. If I said anything this morning to interest you, you must remember, he left us the example. We must be willing to live our lives according to it. No other way. All I can say is this morning, don't let the things that God has done for us because he loves us be in vain in your life. Let's stay the course and continue after that only and perfect example that we may have this mansion above. Won't you come this morning? You come by hearing the gospel. Acts 15, verse number 7. Repent of past sins. Luke 13, and verse number 3. Confess Jesus is Lord. Matthew 10, and verse number 32. And be baptized for the remission of sin. Acts 2, and verse number 38. After you've done this, Christ will add you to his body. He expects us to live faithful unto death, and heaven will be our home. Won't you come this morning as we stand and sing the song that's been selected at this time?